Welcome to the second episode of our Healthy Living Podcast, brought to you by Balancing Life's Issues in partnership with Cal CPA Health. I'm Diane Pulley-Blank. Just a little bit about me. I'm an exercise physiologist. I've been working in the health and wellness field for a long time. I am very happy that you're joining me today. Last episode, we talked about developing habits, good habits, to kickstart your journey towards healthy living. We looked at behavioral change, habit stacking, some barriers. So today we're going to explore the magic of movement, specifically aerobic or cardiovascular movement, and how it can transform your physical health, your brain, your mood, and you know what? Even your outlook on life. So let's start with a little bit of science. What actually happens inside your body when you do cardiovascular exercise? This is what is known as the physiology of cardio exercise. First of all, let me ask you this. What do you think? Is your heart a muscle or an organ? That is really a trick question. Is actually what is known as a muscular organ, which makes it unique in the human body. An organ is a group of tissues that work together to perform a specific function. In the case of your heart, this function is pumping blood throughout your whole body. But additionally, the heart is largely made up of a type of muscle tissue called cardiac muscle. And this muscle contracts when your heart beats, allowing blood to pump through your body. So like any other muscle, it needs to be exercised. Just like you strengthen your biceps and make your arms stronger by doing bicep curls, your heart gets stronger and works better when it gets its exercise. And the only way to exercise it is to make it beat faster. This is what is known as cardiovascular training. So what does that mean? Well, this is exercise that improves the ability of your heart and your lungs and your blood vessels to deliver oxygen to the whole rest of your body. So let's start at the beginning. When you begin aerobic activity, your heart rate increases, right? It beats faster, so it pumps more blood. Your breathing gets faster, so you're breathing in more oxygen. Your body gets better at transporting and delivering oxygen more efficiently to your muscles and to your organs, and your heart muscle becomes stronger. Your blood vessels become more flexible, and that improves your blood pressure. Now, as if that wasn't enough, cardio exercise has a whole host of other benefits. It improves insulin sensitivity, it lowers inflammation, it boosts metabolism, and it improves our lung capacity. So let's look at some of these in a little more detail. Your heart health. Your heart is pretty important, and you need it, and you need to keep it as healthy as you possibly can. Cardio is one of the best things you can do for your heart. It lowers your blood pressure, improves your cholesterol levels. It raises that good HDL, which I call the happy cholesterol, and it lowers the bad LDL, which I call the lousy cholesterol, and therefore it reduces the risk of heart disease and stroke. But it's not only your heart that benefits from cardiovascular health. Your brain. Here's why the era gets really more interesting. Cardio increases blood flow to the entire body. So it stands to reason that the brain is getting more oxygen-rich blood, right? And the more oxygen it gets, the better it works. It boosts a protein called BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is like fertilizer for our brain. It helps with memory, learning, and can possibly reduce the risk of Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. And then it has an effect on your cancer risk. Regular cardio is associated with a lower risk of several cancers, especially colon, breast, and lung cancers. The mechanisms involve better immune function, improved hormone regulation, and reduced inflammation. And then, talking about immune function, how about your immune system? Moderate cardio strengthens the immune system, making you more resistant to cold, to flu, to COVID, and also to other illnesses. And then it also has, I think we know this, an effect on our weight and metabolism. Yes, Cardio burns calories, but more importantly, it resets your metabolism. It helps to regulate your appetite. It improves insulin sensitivity, which can help prevent or help manage type 2 diabetes. You're not only burning calories, you're building a healthier system from the inside out. Wow, that's a lot, right? But wait, there's more. Cardio has an amazing effect on your mental health. It is a powerful mood booster. It increases production of serotonin and dopamine. And these are neurotransmitters that regulate mood and motivation. It also releases endorphins, those wonderful feel-good chemicals. It reduces symptoms of anxiety, symptoms of depression. In some cases, studies have shown it can be as effective as medication or therapy, especially when combined with other treatments. Then it helps you sleep better. It helps you focus better. It just plain helps you feel better. And it's a healthy outlet for stress. Have a tough day? I'm sure you have experienced how wonderful just taking a walk can be. Or go ahead, turn on music, dance, dance your heart out. Cardio is not going to solve all your problems, but it will make them easier to face with a clearer mind and a lighter heart. So, the science is actually very clear. The CDC and the World Health Organization recommend 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardio, which is 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. So, if you do that, here's what happens. Your risk of heart disease drops by up to 50%. Your risk of early death drops by up to 35%. You improve your brain function, your mood, and your quality of life. And I get this all the time. I'm too old. I can't start that now. It's never too late. People who start cardio in their 60s, 70s, 80s see incredible benefits because movement truly is medicine. And it doesn't come with side effects unless, you know, you count better sleep and clearer thinking. What matters most for your heart health and fitness is your total amount of moderate to vigorous aerobic activity over the course of a day or a week. Research, including from the American Heart Association and CDC, shows that you can do cardio in shorter bouts. Sometimes thinking, oh, I need to do 30 minutes is just too much. You don't have to do that. As little as 5 or 10 minutes at a time, you can still get nearly all the same health benefits as one continuous session. So let's go through the different ways that you can cardio, that you can exercise cardiovascularly. There's continuous cardio, which is 30 minutes or more, right? This is great for building endurance, improving aerobic capacity, giving your steady heart rate zone for longer. Okay, fair enough. But short bouts, 3 10-minute bouts, 2 15-minute bouts, they can be just as effective for improving heart health, lowering blood pressure, boosting your mood, managing your weight, especially for beginners or for those of us with like really busy schedules. For example, in the morning, do a 10-minute brisk walk before work. You can do it by parking farther away, and or just maybe if you take the dog for a walk, walk faster. Midday, 10-minute stair climb or walk around the building after lunch. Evening, maybe a 10-minute dance session while you're making your dinner. Boy, that's what I do. And it really does work. And then there's what they call microbursts. And these are like from 2 to 5 minutes. Think of these as like the micro goals that we discussed in the last episode. These can improve blood flow, mental clarity, and glucose control. But you'll need more of them throughout the day to match the benefits of longer sessions. And they will probably need to be of a slightly higher intensity. For maximum cardio benefit, aim for breathless but still able to say a short sentence by the end of each burst. So here are some examples, what I call a dance attack. One favorite song, full out dancing. Or jumping rope with a real rope or a pretend rope. Just do the motion. Do it for like 2 to 3 minutes. Shadow boxing, punch the air. This is really good for getting out aggression also, kind of like your Rocky Balboa. And then hill repeats. Walk or jog up a short hill for 2 to 3 minutes, and then you get to recover as you're walking down. And don't forget those parking lot power walks. Park far, walk briskly to the entrance. And then you get to walk briskly back, and your car is still far away. So the bottom line, if you enjoy longer workouts, go for it. But if your day looks more like 3 brisk walks, a quick stair climb, dancing in your kitchen, you're doing your heart a huge favor. Now, myths. Let's talk a little bit about myths. There's so many myths about fitness, and I'm sure you hear them all the time. So let's debunk them. The first one, which is just what we discussed. You have to work out for an hour to make it count. Those short bursts between 2 and 10 minutes add up to real results. It's the total activity that matters. Second one, no pain, no gain. Soreness does not equal progress. You improve without having to hobble around the next day. Then, I hear this one all the time, muscle turns to fat if I stop. Muscle and fat are different metabolic tissues. Muscle doesn't morph into fat, and fat doesn't morph into muscle. You just lose one and gain the other. I don't have any fancy equipment. I just can't get fit. What do you need? You and your sneakers. That's it. Another one I hear a lot is, if I'm not sweating, I'm not working hard enough. You know what? There are so many things that contribute to sweating. The outside temperature, your hydration, humidity, they're all factors in how much you sweat. And your body just may be very efficient at cooling itself. Now, in the last episode, we looked at habit stacking. How can we apply this to a cardio workout? All right, here we go. Watching TV. We do that, right? Use the commercials. How about maybe jumping jacks during the first one, knees up during the second, you get the idea. But walking to the fridge or the snack drawer does not count. Grocery shopping. Park in the farthest available parking spot. Then you're going to walk briskly to the store. And then when you go back to your car, take your grocery bags and do bicep curls on the way to the car. You're getting both strength and cardio benefit right there. What about when you're using the microwave? March in place, do some knees up, do some squats. And then dancing. Dance your heart out while you're cleaning and you're unloading the dishwasher. And maybe here's an idea. Go up or down a flight of stairs after you use the restroom at work. You get the idea. Just get into the habit of doing a little something extra. Your mantra, move more, sit less. And you know, your heart is going to be so happy. So thank you for listening to this podcast brought to you by Balancing Life's Issues in partnership with Cal CPA Health. I'm Diane Pulley Blank, and I hope you will join me for the next episode in our Healthy Living series as we explore becoming your very own health advocate.